In the Palestinian territories, despite and between the protests and confrontations, daily life goes on for millions of families. Their experience doesn't make the headlines, but it does form the basis for the writing of Leila El-Haddad. Gaza-born and Harvard-educated, she's a former reporter for Al Jazeera's English website. She's also the mother of two young children and the author of an unusual blog, Gaza Mom.
It was writing about Palestinians in a way that humanizes them rather than objectifies them either as aggressors or objects of pity. The point is not writing in a woe is me sort of way, but just about the ordinary trials of everyday life, but add to that the burden of occupation.
But even in the most mundane aspects of domestic routine, says El-Haddad, the region's troubled politics are inescapable.
It's a fact that Israel controls every aspect of our lives, down to the food that we have on our plates and the water that's in our tap. I write at some point about the availability of diapers, depending on the border closures. So having to deal with all those kinds of issues while still providing your children with some semblance of a normal childhood.
That's reflected in the subtitle of her recently published book, Gaza Mom: Palestine, Politics, Parenting, and Everything in Between. Yet even something as basic as feeding a family, El-Haddad says, is directly shaped by the tight controls that occupying Israeli officials have placed on the Palestinian economy.
There's this misconception that portrays Gaza as starving, victim, always in humanitarian crisis. That really is a misunderstanding of what the siege intends to accomplish. The stated tenets of the current Israeli siege, as stated by the Israeli government, no development, no prosperity, no humanitarian crisis. The aim is to stifle prosperity and development while at the same time keeping apparent agony at bay. In other words, keeping things from getting so bad that it would create some sort of diplomatic crisis.
El-Haddad is currently in the United States, where she regularly visits her husband, a medical student who is barred from returning to Gaza. During this trip, she will also participate in a pair of human rights conferences in California this week and next, while also squeezing in a speaking appearance in Santa Rosa on Sunday. But she remains a bit conflicted about being here.
It's very hard coming back here after being in Gaza, because part of you feels a little bit useless. You want to be on the ground. You want to be a witness to what's going on. You feel like just being present, your existence is a form of resistance there, and you have more inspiration, more things to be able to write and blog about versus being on the outside. And then you also have to recognize that you have a vital role to play here in terms of disseminating information, educating people.
Meanwhile, she's also working on her next writing project, a cultural cookbook with political overtones, to be called Gaza Kitchen. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.